It's broadcast at the moment digitally to PCs and also to smartphones. But probably the most interesting thing is it's freely available to remote Indigenous FM broadcasters in the Northern Territory and further afield, anywhere in Australia, in fact. So the ABC put it on their website as an MP3 file, and these radio stations around the country are free to download it and broadcast it on their FM stations. So I think that's been the real way that most of the community have been hearing these newscasts. As far as how it's actually put together, that's fairly interesting as well. There are some questions about whether, you know, it could disrupt the news gathering process. The way it works is it's not actually a direct translation of the ABC broadcast. It's more of a, you could say it's almost an interpretation, because a lot of the terminology that's used in the ABC newscasts are very complicated, and there aren't equivalent words in these languages. So what happens is it actually gets simplified and then sent back to the ABC news studios, where it gets approved, and then it gets sent back to these news readers, who then put it out and read it out.
What's interesting about the news bulletin is that it's and the interpretation process, and they do call it interpreting, not translation, because they're quite often not direct translations for a lot of the terminology, but it's a very collaborative process that goes back and forward between our newsrooms in Darwin and Alice Springs, back to the interpreter service, and once it's translated, then comes back again back to our news producers, who take a look over it again, make sure it still makes sense, and then it goes back to the interpreter service for the final translation.
It is long overdue, but I mean, as we were saying, you know, those infrastructures that have been building up have really made this the perfect time to launch this kind of program. But I think it will be really well received. You know, there's been a few cuts as far as Indigenous services go, so any kind of gesture like this will be well received. You might be interested to know that Neighbours have just cast their first Indigenous actor, so you keep an eye out for that.
For the future, we take heart, resolving that this new page in the history of our great continent can now be written.